Delaware Valley. It's great to be back. I'm Gary Zimak. It's Monday. Let's rejoice. Let's be glad. The Lord gave us another day. Boy, how many times do you hear that? It's Monday. Let's rejoice. But, you know, God did give us another day, and I am thrilled to be back here. Had a great time speaking in Traverse City, Michigan, late last week. Boy, it's amazing how many great people you meet when you travel, when you share the good news of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit sends people into your path, and it was just a tremendous time. I'm finding out that we are having listeners from not just in the Delaware Valley, but throughout the country, so praise God for that. But it's good to be actually back in the studio. I missed it, but I'm glad you were still listening. I'm glad I was able to do the show remotely. How about those Eagles? They gave us a victory over the weekend. We're going to talk about that shortly because my comrade, Mr. Dave Parker, called this one. And, you know, when I did my prediction 2 weeks ago, I was wrong. I predicted an Eagles victory. They lost. Now, last week, I didn't get a chance to do my prediction, but I was going to predict, I mean, I hate to say this, but I was going to predict an Eagles defeat because that's what it was looking like. But Mr. Parker nailed it, so we're going to talk to him about that. He's going to be our new go-to source as we look at predictions. But we got a great show today. We're going to take a look at a story that was that I found on the internet about a restaurant who wouldn't give water to a homeless woman. So something very special happened. That's coming up later. We'll take a look at the USCCB elections, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops elections that are coming up very soon. And there's a certain local flair to that story. I want to mention that as well. We got some great music. We'll also be doing our Be Not Afraid Bible verse at 7:50. And we'll check in with our friend Bear Wozniak as he travels from coast to coast. We've got that coming up. We've got the gospel. Boy, we got lots of good things. But my main source of happiness right now is the fact that I'm back in the studio of Holy Spirit Radio with my partner, my comrade, my buddy. And when I was traveling doing the show remotely and Dave Parker wasn't with me, it was kind of like having bread without the butter.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
It's great to be back with you today.
Great to have you back, Gary.
Yeah, thanks.
I know,
man.
You were busy on the road.
I was, but it's just not the same when I'm not here with you. All right, brother, I got to talk to you about this prediction. You called this Eagles victory. You called the Eagles victory. I would have been 0-2 if I made my prediction, but thankfully I didn't get to make my prediction over the on Friday, but you called it. Well, what'd you think of the game?
I love the game. First quarter was pretty touch and go for both sides.
Yeah,
it was not looking good. It was pretty ugly.
But we came through.
They finally got their groove.
So the
Eagles did.
Yeah. So you know what? You are now Pick'em Parker. And we're going to go to you every Friday, and we'll see if we can keep this undefeated prediction record going.
Gary, last week my name became Kavika, so is it a new name every week,
Dave,
or what?
Dave Parker,
are we working on this?
You are a big man. You have many names, okay? So, and you know, here's
I've been
something.
Called many things, Gary.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you may still get called many things in the future, brother, okay. But I have to tell you a story. Over the weekend, My sister-in-law, Teresa, was moving into a beautiful new house, and it was fun. We had the family over. We were helping her move, and we sat around at the table after the move was complete, believe it or not, talking about you. They
wow.
are listeners. Several of my family members are now listening to this show, and they like you. They say, we got to meet this Dave Parker. He
wow.
sounds like a nice guy.
Well, thank you very much. What a nice compliment. And
in all seriousness, yeah. I mean, and we're getting lots of good comments about the show. They can tell you and I like one another. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We get along. We're friends off the air as well as on the air.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it's fun. We love doing the show, so we want to thank you all for listening.
We love music.
We do. We do share that in common. And we're getting lots of good comments. Barb in Delran, New Jersey, she writes for CatholicMom.com. She wrote a nice article about us. Barb sent something to her parish bulletin promoting the show in Resurrection Parish in Delran. So I'm going to give you all a shout-out. Hope you're listening to the show. And I'm hearing more and more of this, people liking the show, people wanting to listen to it. And we want to be here for you, and I want to ask you to please continue to share the news of this show with your friends. Let people know we're out there. Let people know that we are a totally different and unique Catholic morning show. Dave, there's nothing like us on the air, I have to say. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
I think it's a very good thing.
Praise God. We're unique with this mix of music and scripture and uplifting talk, and that's what we want to do. We want to lift you up. We want to brighten your spirits. We want to give you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. By the way, I'm excited about this. I'm making my first public appearance for Spirit in the Morning. I am going to be at the Philadelphia Catholic Women's Conference this Saturday, October the 29th. It's from 8:30 through 4 p.m. at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, PA, right down the street from the station. I'll be there at the Holy Spirit radio table. We'll have goodies to give away. You know, we're not going to come empty-handed. You're not going to just get to see me. You're going to get goodies. So we'll have some giveaways for you. Please stop by the table, and I'd love to meet you, and let me know if you're a listener. Again, that's going to be Saturday, October 29th, at the Philadelphia Catholic Women's Conference from 8:30 to 4 p.m. in Doylestown, PA, at the Shrine of Częstochowa. So I'm very excited about that. It's really technically my first public appearance for the radio station.
Yes, it is.
So cool.
I'm sure you're going to do just fine.
I would love. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see if I'll have a second public appearance. But your wake-up time right now is 7:06, and we're going to get to the gospel in just about a minute. But I want to invite you, as I said before, to let your friends know about this show. That would really help us here. If you're enjoying what we're doing here, and I know you are based on the comments, let somebody else know about it. You got to know somebody who might benefit from this show, who might need a little boost in the morning, and that's what we're here for. So please let them know, and do me a favor as well. Let me know where you're listening from, because I know I'm getting emails from Boston, from North Carolina, from New Jersey, from Delaware, from throughout Pennsylvania. Let me know where it is that you're listening from. If you would shoot me an email, I really do care. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I'll respond to your email. Let me know. You can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. And let me know what you think of the show and where you are listening from. Let's kick it off today with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Always feel better once I pray, because that's when we can all do this every day. We can ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me to deal with whatever I'm going to face today. We all have these challenges in our lives. We have these difficulties, whether we're going out somewhere or whether we're staying home, no matter where it is, we've got these difficulties. Turn to the Holy Spirit. Just spend a couple of seconds. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Come into me. Influence everything that I do today. Work within me. And the Holy Spirit can do just that. I want to look at the gospel now. This is the gospel from Daily Mass. We feature this every day on the show. A very important message from Jesus, once again. And the reason I like doing the gospel is because this is something that I can't possibly script. I'm just following the guidance of the church here. The church is setting these gospels up for us every day. And it's a way of really, we're all called to have a relationship or friendship, more importantly, with Jesus Christ. We're all called to do that. And a lot of times it's difficult because we think either that's not possible, or how can I ever hear the Lord speak to me? How can I get that? He doesn't talk to me. Well, here's a way that he's speaking to us. And by using these gospels, by not choosing these, see, by just going with what the church is giving us each day, the segment that the church gives us, we let the Lord speak to us and say things that he wants to say, not necessarily things that we want to hear. So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel, Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day. The Lord said to him in reply, hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage? When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. This is a really powerful message. We see here, and there are a lot of different directions we can go with this gospel passage, but I want to keep it simple because I think there's a very simple message that we can take out of this, a simple message or two. Here's what's happening. Jesus is teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And there's this woman. I want you to try to picture this, and you might be able to relate to this woman. For 18 years, she was crippled by a spirit. Crippled. 18 years. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. Think about that for a minute. 18 years. She's bent over. She's having difficulty. Obviously not easy for her to get around. But what's really neat about this? The woman is in the synagogue. She somehow made it to the synagogue to meet the Lord. That's a lesson for all of us. Sometimes we struggle with the idea, well, maybe I can't make it to church. You know, and I understand there are some people that they just can't make it to church. Totally understand that. But sometimes, and in the world today, you see a lot of this. You know, like, I really would like to go to church, but I'm too busy. Here's a woman crippled for 18 years. And here's why I'm telling you this. She's crippled for 18 years. She's in the synagogue, completely helpless, incapable of standing erect. What happened? Jesus saw her, and he called to her. And instantly he said, woman, you're set free of your infirmity. What does that tell us? That tells us a couple things. Don't give up. Don't give up if you're struggling with something, whatever it may be. I don't care how many years it's been. Don't give up. This woman suffered for 18 years. Jesus healed her instantly. Why? Because he's God. He can heal anything that you're suffering from. Any problem in your life, any difficulty, he can take care of it. He laid hands on her, and at once, didn't take him a long time, at once, she stood up straight, just like that. And what did she do? She glorified God. Has the Lord done something for you in your life? Did you thank him? Did you go out and let somebody know? If you're like me, there are probably countless times when you really didn't thank him, when you forgot about what he did for you. I fall victim to this all of the time. This is just a lesson. It's just a reminder. Are we using the gifts that God has given us, whatever they may be, are we using them to glorify God, to bring other people to the Lord? Simple lesson. And I think this woman can be each one of us. We're all crippled by something, crippled by fear, crippled by illness, crippled by a lack of confidence. Turn to the Lord today and ask him to help you. Now, of course, we see the leader of the synagogue. He had a problem with this. But eventually Jesus said, hey, look, this woman is here. What better day to be healed on the Sabbath? Just a reminder of the importance for us of going to Mass on Sunday and getting that grace that the Lord wants to give us, that mercy that he shows us, that mercy that he wants to show for each one of us. Eventually, what happened? The people in the synagogue, they rejoiced at the splendid deeds done by the Lord. It's amazing when you think about it, when you put yourself into that position. God is good, he's merciful, and he loves you, and he wants to cure you of whatever it is that ails you, physical, mental, emotional, whatever it is, he wants to cure you. By the way, we do have that gospel linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Current time is 7:14. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Get your coffee warmed up. We're just getting started.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 24th. Today we celebrate St. Anthony Mary Claret. Born in Spain in 1807, young Antonio learned his father's trade of weaving as well as printing and Latin, all before studying for the priesthood. Ordained at 28, he went on to become one of Spain's most popular preachers. At 42, Anthony founded a religious institute of missionaries, known popularly as the Claretians. Appointed to head the much-neglected Archdiocese of Santiago, Cuba, he began its reform by almost ceaselessly preaching and hearing confessions. He incurred widespread opposition for preaching against unmarried persons living together and for giving instructions to black slaves. When a hired assassin slashed his face and wrist, Anthony responded by getting the would-be assassin's death sentence commuted to a prison term. All his life, Anthony was interested in the Catholic press. Residing with the Spanish colony in France, he founded the Religious Publishing House, a major publishing venture, and wrote or published 200 books and pamphlets. A staunch defender of the doctrine of papal infallibility at Vatican I, he died in 1870 and was canonized in 1950. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, it reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky. Every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace. Every simple act of mercy, every step to kingdom come. All the hope in every heart will speak what love has done.
Testify to Love. That's Avalon. Time is 7:20 on Spirit in the Morning. By the way, that song is one of my daughter Mary's favorite songs. She loves the group Avalon. Really upbeat. Good message there, too. Testify to Love as long as I will live. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit on the in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. Coming up on the show at 7:35, we're going to be checking in with our friend Bear Wozniak as he travels coast to coast on his motorcycle, filming a reality series for EWTN-TV. Currently, the weather in the Philadelphia area, 57 degrees at the moment. Humidity is 64%. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 65. Northwest winds 7 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 40. And then Tuesday, we're going to have mostly sunny weather with a high near 55. A little seasonably cooler, but it is October, and that's what I would expect. I wanted to share something. I'm going to look at a story that really touched me that I found on the internet. And by the way, we're going to link this at spiritinthemorning.com. Before I do that, I'm going to share some other news that will also link at spiritinthemorning.com. Got lots of news items for you today. The USCCB, which is the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, are about to have their fall elections, and they're going to be voting for a new president and vice president. And they released the list of candidates. And I thought this was really cool. And again, we're going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. One of the candidates for president and or vice president is our own Archbishop Charles Chaput. So that's really cool. Our Philadelphia Archbishop is being considered as one of the candidates for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops for the presidency of that organization. Their conference will begin on November 14th in Baltimore. That's where they're going to have the election. So if you want to check out all of the candidates, there are several, including our own Archbishop. Check out spiritinthemorning.com for a link to that. Okay, the story that touched me, this was about a restaurant that wouldn't give water to a homeless woman. Sounds really cruel, doesn't it? But something beautiful happened in the process. Now, the article, it states this: all this woman wanted was a cup of water. Sounds simple enough. But the restaurant wouldn't give it to her. Why? Because she was homeless. And in this year of mercy, this is one of the things that we need to keep in mind. We all have seen homeless people. They make us uncomfortable. I mean, let's be honest here. They often make us uncomfortable. But we as Christians, and our Holy Father is really big on this, and that's one of the reasons he declared this to be the year of mercy. If we're going to say that we're Christians, that we're followers of Christ, we have to listen to what Christ says, correct? And what he tells us is that we need to see him in everyone. And he talks about this specifically in the gospel, that however we treat the least of our brothers or sisters, that's how we treat him. This is a very easy thing to forget. But I think this story, a very easy thing to forget. Yeah, I'll get that straight. It's Monday. Give me a break. But this story really illustrates that very nicely. The restaurant doesn't want to give water to the homeless woman, but a kind stranger saw the whole thing. And what he did for this homeless woman will restore your faith in humanity. His name is Jonathan. He's from the UK, and he's finishing up a night on the town just by grabbing a bite to eat from this fast food restaurant. And he saw a homeless woman make a simple request, a cup of water. And when she was turned away, it struck a chord with Jonathan. And here's what he said. There's a quote from him. I don't know what she was going through. I don't know what was going through their mind, but a lady, clearly homeless, was asking for a basic human right. And for them to say no is disgusting. And here's what I like. Jonathan didn't only feel repulsed by this, and he did put this on Facebook. He did something. And I think that's the challenge for each of us. We see things happening around us. Are we ready to step in and do something? A lot of times we're afraid, but the Holy Spirit often works through us. And I know I really struggle with this. There are things that arise in my life that I'll be a little uncomfortable with. I don't want to step out of my comfort zone. Am I willing to step out and really follow this nudge that the Holy Spirit's giving me, or this chance to maybe be Jesus to somebody else? Well, Jonathan did just that. He asked the homeless woman to join him in line, try to picture this, and told her to order whatever she wanted. what he expected, I think, is what we would all expect. He expected her to load up. Instead, she humbly asked for one cheeseburger. That's it. Now, here's what Jonathan did at this point. They sat on the cold pavement in the dead of winter, and Jonathan learned the woman's name was Polly. And she introduced him to one of her friends. Jonathan spoke with them, listening to their stories, and it broke his heart. He said, "I was genuinely shocked at their story and how educated they were. So full of life and enthusiasm, and literally they have nothing." Now, Pope Francis has spoken about this, and one of the things he said, and I think this is a reminder for all of us, he said, when you give a homeless person something, when you're giving them either food or a donation, he said, do you look them in the eye? Do you look them in the eye and recognize their dignity as a human person? You know, it's easy not to do that, but here you see, and put yourself in Jonathan's place, the dead of winter, he's sitting out in the cold with these homeless people, and what he's finding out is they have a story. They have a story. And they're really beautiful people. And he's willing to sit out there in the cold and share in their misery. Think about it for a minute. Jesus Christ came to earth. He became one of us. He didn't have to do that. So you see what Jonathan's doing. He's becoming Christ-like. And I'm just so impressed by this. It even gets better. He invited Polly and her friend back to his house where he let them take showers and brush their teeth. He then cooked enough food to feed Polly and her friends for a few nights. As Polly and her friend departed, they told Jonathan they never felt so appreciated in their lives. And he said, and this is just such a great story, he said, it costs nothing to be kind. And I genuinely hope people share this to raise awareness of homelessness. Man, that is a call to action for each one of us. So check that story out, share it on social media, and let it inspire you. Maybe you can be Jesus to someone today. It doesn't have to be a homeless person, but be Jesus to someone. It's amazing. The Lord lets us do this. And by the way, that story is linked at spiritinthemorning.com, so you might want to check that out. Our Spirit of the Morning wake-up time right now is 7:27. I'm Gary Zimek in the studio along with Dave Parker. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, direct from the City of Brotherly Love. We're helping you get your day started the right way. Remember, I want to hear from you, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you like about the show. Let me know that you're out there. Where are you listening from? I want to hear from you. Coming up after the break, we're going to have Bear Wozniak joining us from somewhere. I don't know where. We'll check in and see how Bear's doing. Hang in there. We're going to be here. We hope you stick with us.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A U.S. military spokesman says it wasn't the U.S.-led coalition that supposedly launched an airstrike that killed at least 13 at a mosque in northern Iraq last week. A rights group is urging a full investigation. Meanwhile, the battle for Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul, has entered its second week. Iraqi forces shelled Islamic State positions outside Mosul today. The Pope says the cruelty of the fighting in Mosul, quote, makes us cry, leaves us without words. Pope Francis told some 50,000 gathered in St. Peter's Square yesterday for his Angelus address that he was, quote, pained by the murder in cold blood of numerous sons of this beloved land, among them many children, end quote. He expressed his spiritual closeness to the people of Iraq in these traumatic hours, saying our souls are shaken by the brutal acts of violence that are being committed for too long against innocent citizens, whether Muslims or Christians. And a tour bus returning to Los Angeles after a casino trip entered a construction zone on a California highway, slamming into a semi-truck that killed 13 people. Another 31 are injured. It's one of the deadliest wrecks in California history. Officials say the bus had no mechanical issues. The bus driver is among the dead. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. With Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. On Good Morning America, Lisa Beamer, the widow of 9/11 hero Todd Beamer, recalled a high school teacher who taught her a valuable lesson about appreciating life. This teacher had lost her husband to a sudden heart attack, and soon after she told the class, "Each of us is put here on earth to learn, share, love, appreciate, and give of ourselves. None of us knows when this fantastic experience will end. So from now on your way to school or on your way home, find something beautiful to notice. It doesn't have to be something you see, it could be a scent, perhaps a freshly baked bread wafting out of someone's house. Although it may sound trite to some, these things are the stuff of life, the little things we are put here on earth to enjoy, the things we often take for granted. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, when my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, my soul, you alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, and the doctor says I've only got a few months left. It's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing. I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. You guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, surrounds me in the eye of the storm. Oh, in the eye of, oh, in the eye of the storm. I know you're watching me, yeah. Yeah. When the storm is raging, when the storm is raging, my hope is gone, and my hope is gone, Lord. When my flesh is failing, you're still holding on. Oh, when the storm is raging, the storm is raging, and my hope is gone, you know my hope is gone. When my flesh is failing, my flesh is failing, you're still holding on. Ooh. When the storm is raging, when the storm is raging, and my hope is gone, and my hope is gone, Lord. When my flesh is failing, flesh is still holding on.
That was that Sam Ryan.
And that's Eye of the Storm by Ryan Stevenson. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. That, you know, that is a really good song because it reminds us that the Lord is with us, even when we're experiencing the storms in our lives. He's with us. And that's an important thing to remember. That's what I want you to remember here on the show. Currently, the time is 36 in the Delaware Valley, and now is one of my favorite segments of the show. It's the time when I turn it over to my buddy Bear Wozniak. Now, I don't even know where Bear is today. He's on a coast-to-coast journey with his biker friends, and I understand that we have some special guests with us. It's not just Bear, but Bear brought his friends today. Bear, are you there, brother?
Well, hey, Gary, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. How's it going?
I don't have any friends, and second of all, they're not all that special. but I got all my riders. Where's Grady? Grady from the Catholic Cross Bears. I feel like I'm Rowdy Yates and Gil Faber from Rawhide.
Oh, wow.
we got Father Mark, Warren, we got Jay, we got Tony, we got Tim, and we got Daniel all here, all the writers.
Awesome, awesome. Well, hey, Bear, what's been happening over the weekend?
I couldn't even begin to tell you. We had a great, really cool, really unusual men's rally in Saturday. Just a bunch of really bad-looking dudes showed up, all bikers.
I love it.
And then I remember all the, was it Saturday night? We went out and we prayed in front of the brothels, and we had a bit of a, I don't want to say an actual direct confrontation, but one of the pimps really had gotten this big old black car and kind of tried to back through our group as we were praying and walking with the cross. And then he called in reinforcements, but I think he looked at our crew and they changed their mind, the guys that are with us. They kind of changed their mind, but it was really impressive, the women. Just praying and praying as we went by about 6 or 7 brothels. And then yesterday morning at the Catholic Charismatic Center, the Holy Spirit was just so powerfully there. And then we've been rolling thunder. We had a little bit of a medical situation yesterday when Daniel decided to get dehydrated.
Uh-oh.
Crashed his bike at going at about 60-50, no, it was more like 2 miles an hour.
Mm.
But we're alive and well, and we're in San Antonio. We're on our way up to the Big Bend, where our real we get to have 5 days of just really going deeper with God.
Hmm. That's powerful. You guys are such a great witness, and I love what you're doing. We just played that song, "The Eye of the Storm." You're in the eye of the storm right now. You're taking it to the street.
Well, we actually did do that. I'm going to ask Father Mark to tell you something about going out in the desert to slay dragons.
I'd love to hear it. Hey, Father Mark.
Good morning, Gary. So like Bear mentioned, it's really exciting for us to be going out on this retreat in the desert. And, of course, the desert is the classic place to go and, face yourself, face your demons, and encounter God in a powerful way. So we're really excited about that. And I guess the key scripture we're looking at is Jesus. He went into the desert right after he was baptized in the Jordan.
That's right.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, which is essential. But he also heard the voice of the Father saying, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And I was highlighting to the men that this has to be the beginning, the middle, and the end of any time of retreat, just knowing your identity, that I am God's child. Hmm. Pleased with me. He loves me. He has nothing but good planned for me. And to just enter into that wonderful mystery of the love of God and our own identity as his children. And, and then from there we're going to, look also at the reality that the desert also is, in Old Testament times, it was the domain of the devil, And so I was telling the guys, you got to be on the offensive with your prayer life. You don't wait for whatever temptations to come. We have to be praising God and singing to him and giving thanks and interceding, praying the rosary, and all that type of thing. So it's going to be a good time. We're looking forward to it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I totally agree with you, Father, that prayer life is key. I mean, that's so key.
We're
going to
do a renegade rosary run today.
So. Oh, man. That's
great.
We're
all going to pray the rosary as we run.
I love it. I love it. I feel like we're on the trip with you. This is so cool, Bear, that we're able to do this. We're able to check in with you. And I can't wait to see the finished product once it airs.
Yeah, we're excited about it. You'll be part of it. We're going to take some of these recordings from your interviews and film in there.
That's great. That's great. Hey, you know, we're honored that you're checking in with us every day. As far as I know, we're the only station tracking you, so that's pretty cool.
No one really cares about it but you, Garrett.
Hey, man. Man, that's awesome. Hey, listen, Bear, before we let you go, I know you got lots of things to do. Tell us again where we can follow you online.
Oh, well, we're trying to do live feeds at 1 o'clock Eastern on YouTube under Bear Wozniak.
Right.
But we're deepadventure.com is where they can get my newest book, Franciscan Media Always Makes Me Say, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue, and my other book, Deep in the Wave. But the best thing is to sign up for our newsletter. Then you can get an update when the show's going to air on EWTN. It'll be a 10-episode series. And yesterday when I was writing, I just started giggling. I saw Mother and I just sensed Mother Angelica was just giggling and laughing and saying she was so happy. You know how she'll roll back in her chair and
clap
her hands?
Yeah.
I started just giggling and laughing. Like, oh, yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it. So really excited to be doing this for Mother and for EWTN for the world.
You know what, Bear? I'm excited about it, too. I think this is certainly something. You're definitely different than what, I mean, that's putting it mildly, right?
You should see this motley group of guys I got here.
Yeah, but it's just so cool because knowing Mother, and I never actually met her, but just knowing her from her TV personality, it should love you. Because you're a real man, you love Jesus Christ, and you're out there sharing the gospel. Mother was different too, and that's what we need. We need real people who love Christ sharing the good news, and that's what you're doing.
The closer you get to Jesus, the more you become not only like Him, but you become more of who God made you to be. I don't mean
that's right.
Just in terms of being made in Christ's image, but the unique character qualities and unique nature that God gave each of us. The more we're like Jesus, the more we're actually more like ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Well, great work, Gary, right now while we roll out, okay?
Yeah, well, listen, man, you keep doing what you're doing. We're going to all keep praying for you, and we look forward to checking in with you tomorrow, brother.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Aloha.
Aloha, brother. God bless you. All right, that was Bear Wozniak checking in from his coast-to-coast bike journey. He and his fellow bikers, I think that is so neat, the fact that we have a bunch of tough-looking bikers. And if you ever saw these guys, he's not kidding. These are real men. These are guys who might scare you if you see them, but they love the Lord. They pull out their rosaries. They're witnessing. This is what we need. We need more people like that. We need all of us, really, to get out there in the world and share Jesus Christ. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Your current time in the Delaware Valley is 7:44. Temperature right now, 57 degrees. It's going up to a high of 65 today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 40. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. So we're starting to feel more seasonable weather here in the Delaware Valley. That's good. It's October. That's what we're supposed to feel. We're excited to be with you here on this program. This is a brand new endeavor of Holy Spirit Radio, this new morning show. Let us know what you think. Let me know specifically what I can do for you. I'd like to hear from you. I've gotten lots of emails, but I want to get some more. You can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let me know what you think about the show, where you're listening from, especially if you're listening outside of the Delaware Valley. I know we have listeners in the Boston area, in New York. We have people that have written in from North Carolina. So let me know if you're outside of the area, you're listening to the show. I think it's so cool that we can help you start your day. We still got lots of good things coming up at 7:50 today. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. So if you're feeling a little shaky today and need a little bit of inspiration, stay tuned for that. I'm going to be able to give that to you. We still have more music coming up. We've got, I don't even know what else. Got lots of good stuff coming up. We thank you for tuning into the show. And we thank you. Here's what I really want to thank you for sharing us with those around you. I'm hearing that people recommended this show. Somebody said, I like this show, and now I'm starting to listen to it. That's what we like here at Holy Spirit Radio. We want the word of mouth to get out there. Because we need to be uplifted. You know that. Look at the news. Look at your own life. Look at everything around you. It can be very depressing if you lose sight of the Lord. But as that song said, He's in the eye of the storm with us. I don't care what's going on around us right now. The Lord is with us. He's by our side, and He's bigger than any problem we can ever face. That's good to remember, especially when the times are getting tough. And we're going to face adversity in life. We're going to face difficulties. We are going to face challenges. But It's okay. Why? Jesus is right there with us. I'm Gary Zimak. This is Spirit in the Morning. The current wake-up time is 7:46. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started here.
This is why we stay.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
You're the one who walked on water, and you calmed the raging sea. Command the highest mountains to fall upon their knees. You're the one who welcomes sinners, and you open blinded eyes. You restored the brokenhearted, and you brought the dead to life. Forgetting all our sins, you remember. Set the captive free. You're the King who came to serve, and you're the God who washed our feet. You're the one who took our burdens, and you bled upon the cross. In your kindness and your mercy, you became the way for us. Forgetting all our sins,
more.
Lord God, you are more than amazing. Don't you love that? That's Lincoln Brewster with More Than Amazing. By the way, we always put the songs that we play every day on the program at spiritinthemorning.com. So if you want a refresher, if you want to see the gospel that I talked about, if you want to see any of the articles I mentioned, if you want to hear the songs, or if you want to see links to the names of the songs, spiritinthemorning.com is your place to go. I'm Gary Zimak, and it's that time. Are you ready? Feeling a little nervous? Well, relax, because it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I love doing these verses. And you know, I have a new book coming out. It's for Beacon Publishing. That's Matthew Kelly's publishing company, if you're familiar with him. It's called Stop Worrying and Start Living. Now, check this out. In that book, and it's going to be out within a month or so, I'll keep you posted. It has a Bible verse for every day of the year. 365 Bible verses designed for worriers. So I got plenty of these verses. I think it's so helpful to be able to look at a Bible verse and let the Lord speak to us. So if you are afraid, be not afraid. Here we go. Today's verse comes from 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Okay, Gary, big deal. Well, how does this make me not worry? Well, here's the reason. See, sometimes you look at these verses and you can easily think, well, this doesn't apply to me, but it does apply to you. Because this verse, and this is St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, and just to set the stage a little bit, Timothy was a young bishop. Really, he was Paul's protege, and Paul was writing to him to encourage him. And what he's saying here is that sacred scripture is the inspired word of God. So for anyone who says, God never speaks to me, here's the answer right here. Can you imagine with your struggles that you face today or the problem that you're looking at right now, and each one of us, we have something in our life right now that could be a problem that's worrying us, right? Just picture, if you can give God a call or maybe text him or send him an email and know that you'll get a response back. Well, here's what's happening. When you open up the Bible and when you listen to a verse, whatever it may be, that's God speaking to you. How cool is that? It's a different way of speaking. It's not a traditional way. It might not be something that we're used to, but it's almost as if God is sending you a letter and he's letting you know, hey, it's okay. I'm afraid. Lord, what do you think? Well, be not afraid. Why? Well, because I can take care of your problem. Can you imagine if you can get this dialogue going every day? That's why I love Scripture so much. And let me tell you, I was never somebody who enjoyed Scripture. I didn't get the Bible at all until within the past 10 years. And now I just love Scripture. That's why I've written so many books and featured Scripture in the book, in the books, because that's God speaking to us. So this message today, basically what the Lord is saying through St. Paul, is that all Scripture is inspired by God. And as Catholics, we do believe that. Sometimes we get criticized by our non-Catholic brothers and sisters saying that, well, Catholics don't believe in the Bible. Oh, we believe in the Bible. We believe in every word of the Bible as being the inspired word of God. The trouble is, we got to get to know that as Catholics. We have to really understand it. So that's the message today. St. Paul is reminding us that every word in sacred scripture is inspired by God and can help us. Not just inspired by God, it's useful for teaching, for correction, for training in righteousness. You want to know how to be good? You want to know how to bring others to Christ? Check out the Bible. It's a great source. So that's today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I'm Gary Zimak. The current time is 7:55. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, a production of Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. We want to hear from you. Let us know what we can do for you. Let us know what you think of the program. Write to me at Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. We got lots of fun things planned for you for the rest of the week. I hope you'll be able to become a regular listener of the program every day. We're getting new listeners. I just love doing this show. I love starting the day with you. Now, last week I was traveling a little bit. This week I'm going to be here for the week, which is pretty cool. I get to be with my brother in Christ, Mr. Dave Parker. We're going to hang out every day and start your day off the right way. Dave's producing the show. He's making sure that it comes to you in one piece. And Dave, you're doing a pretty darn good job.
Well, thank you, Gary. And you are too.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. And let us know again what you think about the program and what we can do for you. Let's close with a prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty Father, you have brought us to the light of a new day. Keep us safe the whole day through from every sinful inclination. May all our thoughts, words, and actions aim at doing what is pleasing in your sight. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now remember that. You know, there's a lot in that prayer. I like that prayer because we acknowledge that, number one, God's given us a new day. So that's something to be thankful for. And also we acknowledge what? Our dependence on Him. Hey, I can't get through this day on my own. Neither can you. That's okay. The Lord gets that. He doesn't want you to get through it on your own. He wants you to get through it with Him by your side. So if you have trouble being nice to somebody, if you have trouble stepping out of your comfort zone, ask Him for help. The Holy Spirit who dwells in you can help you. We heard that story today of what happened with the homeless woman and the man who saw the restaurant not wanting to give her a drink of water. Well, maybe you'll be in a situation like that. Maybe you can help somebody. You can perform some act of charity. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be that big of an act. You could smile at somebody. You could say something nice to somebody. You can make somebody's day by a simple act of kindness. That's what the Lord wants you to do. You can do something today. You can offer a prayer. You can be nice to somebody. You could call a friend. There's so many little things that you can do. And that's what the Lord wants you to do. So go out there and do that today. Just a quick reminder that I'll be appearing at the Catholic Women's Conference this Saturday, October the 29th, from 8:30 to 4 p.m. at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. So I hope you'll show up there. I'd love to meet you in person. I'll be at the Holy Spirit radio table, and I'd love to meet you. I'd love to hear what you think about the show. And we even have some giveaways for you. So there's an added incentive. Don't forget to let me know what you think about our program, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. And even if you just need prayers, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to pray for you. Whatever it is that I can do for you, I want you to know that we're all in this together. You and me and everybody here at the station, we are in this together. We're going to help each other as we all walk on this road, which one day, God willing, will lead to eternal life in heaven. Amen. All right. I'm about ready to get on out of here. I hope you'll tune in again tomorrow. You know what? If you don't, it just won't be the same. So we'd love to have you with us on the program. Remember to check us out at spiritinthemorning.com. Eileen, put on the coffee. I'm headed home. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon.